Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. If you don't like the proposed Seattle head tax, how do you want the city to pay for low-income housing and services for homeless people? One Seattle business person will give you his alternative in just a few minutes. We're going to begin this hour with the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump has called it defective, horrible, rotten, and less than an hour ago, he withdrew from it.
We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Here to tell you what you should understand about Trump's move is Professor Rashad Kasaba, head of the Jackson School of International Studies, University of Washington. Welcome, Professor.
Hello.
Here's part of why President Trump pulled out of this agreement in his words.
The fact is, this was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. It didn't bring calm, it didn't bring peace, and it never will.
Is Trump right, Professor? The Iran nuclear agreement has brought neither calm nor peace and never will?
Well, I think we have to see what the agreement aimed to do. This was an agreement not between U.S. and Iran, but that included all the permanent members of the Security Council, plus Germany, European Union, and obviously Iran. It had a limited sort of purpose, which was to slow down and eventually eliminate Iran's move towards achieving, capability to produce nuclear weapons. It did not have as part of its terms, any kind of policy against Iran's foreign involvement, etc. Those were hoped that they would come about in time. In the time that the agreement was in effect, everybody agreed, people who were participating in inspections, that Iran was following the letter of the agreement, that it was following what it was supposed to do. So I don't think it's entirely accurate to call it a one-sided deal. What I'm afraid is that moving away from this treaty will isolate the United States even further in the international community. Just like it happened with the TPP, other countries will continue their arrangements and agreements. And whatever positive outcome that comes from these international agreements, the U.S. will not be able to benefit from them.
That gets to a question from a KUOW listener. B.D. Hampton writes, if America pulls out of the deal, yet the other nations that signed continue to support the deal, can it continue as is, or does the deal collapse without U.S. support?
I think it depends how hard the U.S. will put pressure on our European allies. President's statement was a little bit vague on that, and he said that if any country that helps Iran acquire nuclear weapons will face sanctions. I don't think any of the European powers are involved in helping Iran get European weapons. So if there is room there, if the U.S. does not put pressure, excess pressure on European allies, it is possible that Iran will continue its agreement with European Union and other members of the Security Council.
Just a couple more questions, Professor. The former Secretary of State under President Obama, John Kerry, who negotiated the Iran deal, spoke this morning before Trump's announcement.
We made an agreement. Iran is living by the agreement. Yes, we have concerns on the missiles, on Yemen, other things, but we should be working on those. The Obama administration made a clear decision that working on those other issues and making progress on them is easier with an Iran that doesn't have a nuclear weapon than an Iran which is moving towards one.
Does Trump's move mean Iran moves toward having a nuclear weapon?
Possibly. And what this likely will do is that it will strengthen the hands of the more conservative groups within Iran, groups that are not open to international engagement with treaties with the West or with the United States. That may, in fact, pave the way towards, restart of a nuclear weapons program. But as I said, it all depends on what happens between Iran and the other parties who are party to this agreement. And my expectation, and the Iranian government already made a statement, I think, that they will try and continue to their agreement with Europeans and with other allies. So that'll isolate the United States, and it'll make it more difficult for U.S. to enter any international agreement if, you know, somewhere down the line these agreements don't really mean much.
Finally, Professor, any special effect of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal for those of us here in Washington State?
I know that some of the local companies like Boeing were have been involved in some preliminary deals with Iran. I would suspect that they will try to get some exemption from sanctions if that's possible at all, because otherwise, again, there are other companies in Europe who are equally very eager to get into the Iranian market. If the sanctions are really as sweeping as the president promised them to be, that will hurt local companies like Boeing in their international deals and competition with other companies.
So a huge open question is what kind of sanctions are we actually going to be talking about? So we'll watch that together. This is Professor Rashad Kassaba, head of the Jackson School of International Studies at the University of Washington. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have a response this morning from Seattle Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who says, quote, Donald Trump's decision today moves us closer to war with Iran. We'll keep following the developments with you right here on KUOW Seattle. We'll be right back with The Record in a moment.